Give glory to God. Reprint 5594 tells us, it's not enough to make a good consecration. It's not enough that for a time we fight a good fight. God is not accepting to the kingdom those who once were faithful. He desires to have those who were once faithful, who were afterwards faithful, and who are always faithful. We read again in 5594 that he desires those who he can safely give the glory, honor, and immortality to. And before they receive this high reward, they must be thoroughly tested and proven. If he has called us to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, he expects us to be found worthy of that honor. Not that we could do anything to make ourselves worthy of so great exaltation, not that we could merit it in ourselves, but he expects us to be true overcomers and to develop the character necessary for so high a position of responsibility and glory. Have you given God the glory in all the affairs of your life, in whatever measure of success you have attained in his service? Or have you taken often the glory to yourself? This is a good question for each one of the Lord's children to ask himself. Brother Russell continues on and says, we know that we have deserved no glory whatever in connection with what we possess or what we have accomplished. If any have attempted to take glory for themselves, they have taken the glory from the Lord. End of quote. I would like to share with you first and second-hand experiences, testimonies from your brethren, which bring honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. Story number one. A brother was walking in a hallway, and he heard his name mentioned, so he stopped. He overheard two men speaking about him. The voices were coming from the other side of the wall. The men were telling each other the weak points of the brother, and how if they exposed his weak points, they could harm him and gain power. The brother listened as they laid out their entire plan. The Lord informed and spared this brother, so he knew what to expect. What was the brother's response? What would your response be? The brother prayed. He thanked the Lord for this interceding. He prayed for the men. He learned to love the men as they unraveled their 10-year plan. He never told the men, and he never sought revenge. He gives glory to God for the interceding and the revealment even to this day. Our next story. Our brother had a worldly business partner who became unstable. The partner coerced the company lawyer to join forces to dethrone the brother as president of his own company. They secretly removed huge sums of money from the bank account and secretly went to court to say the brother lost his mind, was mentally ill, should be ejected from his own company, should receive no compensation, and of course, all the money should stay with the lawyer and the partner. In response, the brother wanted to appoint new company directors in order to save the jobs of 30 employees and draw the dispute to a conclusion. The brother believed if he appointed his best worldly friend as one of the directors, this would help his cause. Weeks later, the brother was sitting with other brethren, seeking their guidance and strength, when his cell phone rang. The brother said hello, but nobody replied. He could hear two people talking in the background. So what happened? So the crooked business partner's cell phone accidentally dialed the brother's cell phone. The brother could hear his business partner speaking with his best worldly friend, who he just appointed as a director to help him, and listen to them together concoct a plan to dethrone the brother and steal his monies. The brother turned on the speakerphone, and for half an hour, the brethren listened to their evil plot. They learned that in exchange for $12,000, the brother's friend would vote against him and eject him from his own company. The lesson for the brother was that he was so humbled for this intercession. He did nothing to deserve this. He praised God for this miracle as he perceived it, and gives God the glory for sparing him, and gives God the glory in all things. New story. 2 months prior to 9/11, a brother returning home from convention needed to be on an earlier flight. He phoned the airline all the week of general convention and was repeatedly told there are no seats available and we cannot help you get home earlier, and stop phoning us. His return trip had 3 legs over 2 days. The brother was late for his second leg and sprinted to the gate only to be told his departure was delayed, but he could grab a quick bite to eat next door. He returned late to the gate. They quickly escorted him on the flight. Mid-flight, the captain announced, "We will be landing at the brother's home city shortly." So the brother didn't understand how they were landing in his home city when he had an overnight stay in a hotel and one more plane to catch the next day. What happened? The airline allowed this brother to get on the wrong plane at the wrong gate, which happened to be going to his hometown. It became a serious matter, and the flight attendant said the pilot will call the authorities from the cockpit, and the brother would be in serious trouble and possibly arrested once the plane landed. At that moment, turbulence started, and it was the greatest turbulence the brother and some of the other passengers ever experienced on the plane. The plane became silent for 2 hours as the brother and others may have been praying that they would just get home in one piece. At the gate, on arrival, no one was there to arrest the brother. Only an apology from the baggage counter who said they'd bring his luggage to his home the next day. The brother praises the hand of God. New story. While dialing out on a phone line, a brother heard tremendous static and could also hear two people talking. Listening closely, he heard it was his employee and a trusted business supplier hatching a scheme to steal from the brother. He thanked God for this information and intercession, who is so great and who deserves all the glory for help in all the matters, trivial matters, whatever the matters may be. New story. A Canadian family was living in the United States, and while returning to the United States, they were denied entry by border guards and told they must return the next day and see an agent to be interviewed and interrogated before entry into the United States would be considered. The family went to a motel that night. They prayed diligently throughout the night. The next day at the border crossing, they entered the vehicle lineup, and up ahead, they tried to pull out of the lineup and park to go inside and speak to the agent. As they did so, they were scolded and told to get back in the vehicle lineup, and so they did. At the border kiosk, the agent was demanding. He asked, "Why are they Canadians driving a car with Massachusetts license plates?" And they said they weren't, that they were Canadian plates, not Massachusetts. And the agent said, "No, they're Massachusetts," and he became agitated and very angry. The family pleaded the plates were not Massachusetts. The agent left his kiosk, went to the front of the car, looked at the plates, shook his head in disbelief, became embarrassed, and instructed the family to immediately enter the United States. That family gives glory to the God to this day for all the affairs in life. You may have heard the story. Brother Michael Nakora shared the experience of brother who were escaping on a train in World War II, and soldiers came into their train car to check papers. If the soldiers knew their identity, it may spell death. They prayed amongst themselves. They discussed. They didn't know if they should produce the papers and face doom, possibly death, or lie about who they are. after prayer and searching their hearts, they would tell the truth, and they would trust the outcome in the Lord. They waited for the soldiers, who were finally at the seat behind them, when suddenly the train came to a halt at the next station. Everyone, including the brethren, poured off the train. They were spared by God. I think their heart intent was proven and passed the test. I'm sure they were changed by that experience and gave God the glory for who He is and His wisdom. Reminisce about the hand of God in your life and acknowledge these experiences are not accidental. They are God interceding for your benefit. It is a test for us to see if we will give the glory to God today, tomorrow, during the 1,000-year kingdom,